This afternoon, a scientific team announced to the world that a legendary bird, believed extinct for decades, may actually be alive. They believe that they've located at least one ivory-billed woodpecker in east-central Arkansas. If they're correct, it would be a stunning survival story. NPR's Christopher Joyce has followed the team's efforts over the past several months and has this story.
The team began its search 14 months ago in two wildlife refuges along the White and Cache Rivers. It was just after a local kayaker first reported seeing the large, showy bird, an icon of the bottomland forests that once covered much of the central and southern states. The team was put together by the Cornell University Laboratory of Ornithology and the Nature Conservancy. Team members made several more sightings, including one by two men who simultaneously saw the bird in flight. One of them was Tim Gallagher, a birder from Cornell. He spoke at a press conference in Washington today amid a mood of celebration.
The second day in the afternoon, about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, an ivory-billed woodpecker flew in front of Bobby and I at close range. And, you know, we almost fell out of the canoe. In fact, the bird was going to land, and I've got to admit, I said, God, look at all the white on its wings. And we both said, ivory bill. Thing just veered away and went flying off through the woods.
The strongest evidence is a brief videotape taken by another team member, David Luneau, a birder from Arkansas. The video caught the bird on a tree and then in flight. John Fitzpatrick is the scientific leader of the team. He's the director of the Cornell lab.
The key of the whole story rests on the video. And the video, although it's only a tiny little piece of the total frame, contains 5 to 7 completely diagnostic features that make us utterly confident that it's an ivory-billed woodpecker in that video.
Fitzpatrick says the video may not convince people who don't know the ivory-bill's markings and behavior.
But I can tell you that every professional ornithologist that I have shown David Luneau's video to comes away shaking and shaken with the excitement about the fact that it's an ivory-billed woodpecker.
The team published its findings today in the online version of the journal Science. Along with the video, they describe 7 firm sightings. The paper analyzes the video images of the bird's distinctive features, its large size and shape, its brilliant white back, and a flat flight pattern unlike other woodpeckers. Fitzpatrick says it's now up to the scientific community to assess the evidence.
The hallmark of science is that you always have to embrace the possibility that you're wrong. I think that possibility is remote in this case, but we're making the data available for the world to look at and give us their opinions.
If this bird exists, it's in a good spot. The Arkansas forest where the sightings took place is a 500,000-acre wilderness. About a quarter of it is protected already by the Nature Conservancy, the federal government, and the state of Arkansas. Since the sighting, the Conservancy has received about $10 million to protect more land in the area. At today's press conference, Secretary of Interior Gail Norton promised more from the federal government as well.
Today, we are committing to a multi-agency, multi-million-dollar, multi-year program to provide hope for this bird's continued survival.
The ivory bill is already on the endangered species list, but one big question is whether it will survive. No one knows how many birds there might be. The team can confirm only one, but Fitzpatrick says even a few breeding pairs could be enough to reconstitute a population. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.